Halacha in Shechnach Yedeis Simen Samach Tes, if you days. Basa Shesha Gimel Yamin Meis Leis Blayim Belicha Nesyabes Shdamay Beseichay. Basa, if you waited 3 days without doing Melicha, Shechnach Basins is too late. The dam, the blood gets dried inside and you can't do Melicha. So it means, we know there's a lab in the Torah, V'chol dam v'seichlu, there's a lab in the Torah to eat dam. Bemis is around 2 lavim. There's a few pesukim in the Torah. There's 1 lavim in the Torah of dam hanefesh. That's chayav krisis. Dam hanefesh means when you shech the behemah, the dam that comes out by the beginning of shechita, the first squirt of dam, that's chayav krisis. But then there's another din of dam that's called dam ebarim. The dam inside the basil. You take a piece of meat that's red, it's full of dam, it's full of blood. That's not chayav krisis. That's just chayav lavin. That's a lavin in the Torah. It's chayav malchus. There's another halacha by dam that the issa of dam evarim is only after it's pirish. The chalois issa dam is only after the dam comes out of the meat. It has to come out. But if you take a piece of basa from the original behema, the way the behema was created, and the dam never came out, there's no issa in that dam. That's you're not to take a piece of meat without malicha, without salting it, and you're not to eat it chai, you're not to eat it raw. The Gemara calls it umsa. If you take it and you swallow it the way it is, there's no issa. It has to first be parish. The place we talk about, it's mentioned from the Rambam, that if you chew it in your mouth, then the dam will come out by chewing, and then you won't be able to swallow it. But parish, if you would just take the piece of meat without chewing it, the dam never came out, there's no issa, because that dam is not called dam yet, it's called part of the basa. The dam first has to come out. Another way that's mutter to eat basa is without malicha, without salting it, is sli. The Gemara says you can take a piece of basa which has blood in it and just put it straight on the grill or spit or rotisserie and roast it on the fire, because any dam that comes out, as soon as the dam comes out, it falls down, it falls off and it gets burnt. And any dam that remains, even if you take it, they take the meat off, it's still what they call rare, medium rare, and it's still red, it's still full of blood, that would be mutta, because that's not dam shapirish, that dam never came out, that would be mutta. Oh, you're in the chlami. According to the...
Like if you have a cut inside your mouth, you let it, it's not
petish. Oh, the chutz.
Well, if you roast it long enough, it's only piece of inside, it goes out.
If you roast it, if you get all of that out.
That's not the blood.
If it goes out, every meat has juice.
Yeah, but
right.
If you chew the tzli, if still had dam left inside, according to the price can say that chewing might be a problem. You're right, but that would be another case where you could, if you leave it long enough. If you leave it long enough, but if you right, but the Gemara says that you could do. Okay, but the Gemara says you could, even if it had some dam remains inside, you can still eat it because it was not pirish. But the real problem of dam is by cooking. If you take a piece of meat and you cook it, then for sure the dam comes out. You look at the water becomes all red, the dam comes out, and it becomes a chalais issa dam, and then the dam goes back into the basa, and that you can't eat. That for sure is asa. So what do? That's called malicha. We salt it. Malicha, it's not in the Torah. We don't find a pasuk about malicha. I don't think it's halacha mashma sinna either. The way, I think the pasuk will call it a kabbalah of chazal. Chazal had a kabbalah that they understood the metzias that the salt draws out the blood. If you salt basa properly, you have to know the halachas of how to salt it. It's got a lot of details. It's a machlokes, and also in it, basically, there's an important halach of hadacha. First, you have to wash off the basa. It's machlokes rishonim. Why you have to do that? Hadacha rishonim. Why do you have to wash it off before malicha? There's different sheets of rishonim. Mainly, it's machlokes Rambam and Ran. The two main sheets are some hold that the hadacha is to be merach the basa. You have to make the basa a little bit softer. A raw piece of meat straight from sheet is a little bit hard. If you wash it off, then it becomes a little softer, and then the malicha will work. You first have to soften it up for the salting process to work. And other yishenim learn the reason for the hadach yishenim is to take off the dam be'en, the dam that's on the outside. Malicha works to pull out the dam from the inside, but the dam that's already outside, that you have to wash off. Then there's hadach shniyah, different halachas. How much salting you have to do is also machlokes. Some yishenim hold that it's enough if it's nimlach, she'ene necho machmas mochai. If it's that much salt that it's too salty to eat, that's enough salt. So it doesn't have to be completely covered, but you have to use that much salt that's too salty to eat. That's enough salt to draw it out. Other Rishonim say, no, it has to be completely covered with salt. It should look completely white. You shouldn't see any of the basa. That's how much salt you need. How many sides is machlokes? I think the chumah of the geshita is 2 sides. 1 sheet that holds 1 side is enough. We're machmir, we do salt on 2 sides. And that draws out the dams. It's interesting, someone was once Meir, that in halacha, it doesn't make a difference how thick the bus is. You could have a piece of bus that's 1 inch thick, or you could have a piece of bus that's 12, 15 inches thick. It's the same shir malicha, it doesn't make a difference. The same Kabbalah is that if you put salt on both sides, and you completely, that salt will draw out all the dam. And then it's considered all the dam came out. And even if... It's Matzias. It's a Matzias, that's all it is. It's not a pasuk, it's not a chamash we see night. Yeah, the Machlokes Rishonim is in how much. Right, that's Rishonim. That's Machlokes Rishonim.
The size of the piece doesn't say that. It's no shear how big the piece can be.
It's a Machlokes
Matzias,
Yes.
Right. Then it gets to a point. Right. What we see, what we call today, like medium rare or rare meat, that's called tzia, that's called the juice of the basa, that's not called dam. Because the Kabbalah is that after malicha, anything that's considered blood, that came out already. Anything red that you see now is the juice, it's called the juice, the tzia of the basa. That's mutter. But this halacha that we're learning now is basa shosh lish yamin. Bas that you have to do malicha within the first 3 days. This halacha is also not a gemara. This is mizman ha-gainim, the makkah is. The Torah brings it down from the gainim. The gainim is the tkufa before the Rishayim, before the Rambam and Rashi, after the gemara, after the Rabban Savarai. The tkufa, the time of high gainim, the bahag. The gainim said over this halacha, and I guess this is also a Kabbalah, they have a mitzias, that basa, if you wait 3 days, the problem is the dam, the blood gets too dry inside, and then the malicha will not pull it out. So you have to make sure to do malicha within the first 3 days when the dam is still moist enough that it will come out. They talk about today when if you freeze basa fresh, if you freeze fresh meat the first day, then you leave it in the freezer for a month and then you take it out and you thaw it out. It's like a fresh piece of meat. Can you do malicha then? It's more than 3 days. Does the time in the freezer count? In times of the Gemara, they also were able to freeze it if it was freezing outside. But they talk about the sharing of that counts. I think we're machmir that we make sure to do malicha within mamish the first 3 days. Oh. So again, that's the halach over here that basa shoshah shlesh yom b'lei malicha, it's already in the siyabish lama b'seichai, b'lo yetzi oire de malicha. The Shulchan Aruch says, Chabad Paskins will not come out with malicha, v'ein lo'ochi mevusha on a tzli. So at that point, the only yetzi is tzli. Tzli you could still do, you could boil it. Because again, by tzli, any dam that comes out falls out and gets burnt. But you can't do malicha anymore, you can't cook it. So b'kvega was yist a shayla from a butcher that had shuman. Shuman is schmaltz, and Hamol used to, I think, eat it more commonly. He had shuman avza, was schmaltz of ducks, it was expensive schmaltz. Some people know about it. Some mishpachas use it on Pesach. Some mishpachas have minig, I think, by chassidim, they don't use any oil on Pesach. So that's only, they go back to the old-fashioned schmaltz. They go back to the old-fashioned schmaltz, and they use it, I guess, for cooking, for frying, for war, anything you'd use oil for. But Amol, that was a food that was sold and was used. And this butcher had a large amount of shuman, and somehow he forgot to salt it. And it was 3 days, and it was a big hefsid because shuman you don't have the eitz of tzli, you can't roast it because it'll melt. You can't broil it; it'll melt. So there's no eitz, and it was a hefsim ruba. So the shayla was, what can he do with it? So it seems he asked his local rav, and his local rav came up with a shtukel tayer. He went to saying like this. He said, "We know these halacha." We learned this a few weeks ago. Ein mevatel nisach chachila. Gemara in Beis says you're not allowed to be mevatel the nisach chachila. Bittul b'roiv is only if it happens by itself. Something else that falls in, that's bittul b'roiv. Or if it falls in by accident, you put it in b'shoigig, then it's bittul b'roiv or bittul b'shishim. But in chachila, you're not allowed to take something, some issa, and put it into roiv or shishim to be mevatel. That you're not allowed to do. But this rav wanted to say maybe over here you're allowed to do it because over here there's no issa yet. Don't forget, this shuman, the bus, the dam never came out. It was dam shalai pirish. Right now, betzim, you could eat it chai, you could eat it raw. Nobody wants to eat that the shuman raw, but betzim, there's no issa. So if there's no issa, maybe you only want to be mevatel to stop the issa from happening. Right now, I want to pour on it a lot more shuman of het, which was nimlach, which is hetta. So I should be able to cook it so the issa won't happen when the dam comes out. You want to prevent the issa from happening. You want to prevent the issa from happening before the dam comes out. But right now, it's a chaticha de teira. Maybe there's no issa of eim vatlan isachtin lift. There's no shem issa on it yet. So this Rav sent the shayla to Bekvega if he's masking to his heta. Bekvega writes him back that his uncle, Bekvega had an uncle, Bolfega, who was a great Sagayan, and he said he heard this svar from his uncle also, that the whole issa of eim vatlan isachtin lift is only when there's already a shem issa. But before there's a shem issa, when it's still hetta, maybe there's no dinim, maybe you can't be mevatel it And the purpose is to prevent it from becoming an issue later. But B'kvega says a mice needs a raya. We have to bring a raya to it. So B'kvega says, we have a klor raya to this from a shtuk Oran in Chulin. We have a fresh raya. The Gemara says in Chulin, the halacha is we know that yavish b'yavish is batul chad b'tre. If you have is v'heta and everything is dry, two dry pieces of meat, one piece of meat falls into the other piece of meat, everything is dry, then you don't need shishim. You just, if it's mixed up and you can't recognize which is the issa, which is the hepta, you're allowed to eat it. If it's three pieces, two you know is hepta and one is issa, and you can't recognize it, it's already mutta. If it's lach balach, if it's wet, it's moist, this is liquid, then you need shishim. Because when you mix up issa v'hepta, which is lach, then the tam is nesarev in the whole thing, and you have to have shishim to be mevatel the tam. That's when you need shishim. That's the halacha. So the rani is the pasha d'kasha. When you have yavish b'yavish, that's batul chabitrei. When you have three pieces of dry, two is hetta and one is two is hetta and one is issa, and it's batul. Are you allowed to now cook these three pieces? It's mashma, it's mutta, and you can do what you want with it. You can even cook it. But he said, but once you cook it, it becomes yavish, it becomes lach balach. So then already you should have a problem. You should need shishim. Why is it enough yavish b'yavish to have chabitrei? How would you be able to cook it afterwards? So the Ram brings down b'shem dero that. Oh, the person can talk about that. Is that one at a time? Right, it's one at a time or all at once, right? I'm pushing. Right. But the Rani Sakasha, how would you be able to be Mavashal? How could you cook it together? Why wouldn't it then become Lach Balach? So the Rani says, B'shem D'ra'ah, the Enechaname, when you have Yavish B'Yavish, which is Batul Chabitrei, you should not cook it unless first you should pour on it a lot more Hetta. Bring in another 58 pieces of hetta to make sure you have now 60 hetta against the one issa, then you could cook it. So you shouldn't have a problem. So Zakta B'Kivega, you see here the round there are saying, you're allowed to bring another 58 pieces of hetta to be ma'aba and to make sure you have shishim, achay, you're being mevatel this chachila. Why are you allowed to be mevatel chachila? Zakta B'Kivega, they're saying hisfar. They're saying because right then it was hetta. It was yavish b'yavish, which was already bottle. And since it was bottle, Chabitrei, there's no Shem Issa. That's what, so you see from here, and you only want to be Mavatu to avoid having a problem of Issa afterwards of Lach Balach.
That has dinner with
Chabitrei. Oh, very good. So that's what Kivega says right away. Kivega says right away that you can be Machalik, like what Bentley is saying. Because after Kivega, you can be Machalik.
I
wouldn't
say that it's Nepach. Nepach Issa Liyazad.
Yeah, never. But no, right, they're ashamed to say you do need shishim for lachbon.
Right, so it's not never.
We got it in this third piece became.
I mean that's your teretz why you should be able to be mevashel. But ma'aseh the Hashem doesn't say that. The Hashem say, but before you cook it and create a lach balach, you have first have to be mevashel it.
You have to know why he's not right. He's asking that you never.
Even if it's not Nebuch,
but it's a difference.
It's
a different case over here. It had a din, but it was good.
So now
makes
it really
more.
Okay, so the Kivega says it this way. The Kivega says that this is not a new bittel. That's maybe the chiluk. Really, maybe there's an issa of a mevatlan issa chinga, even if it still doesn't have a shemissa yet. It's still either hetta. It's still hetta, and you only want to prevent it from becoming a guest. Maybe there's still a problem with mevatlan issa chinga. But over there, that case of the ran and the ra, the reason why it's mutta is because it's all a hemshich of the first bittel. Over there, you had a bittel. You started with a bittel. You had a bittel of yavish v'yavish chabitrei. You wanted that bittel b'roiv to continue. You had a problem. You wanted that bittel b'roiv to continue. That bittel b'roiv to be able to continue in lach balach, and it shouldn't create a time problem. That's where you'd be ma'abel all of. But that's not a brand new bittel l'chachinla. You're not coming to mevatel to something l'chachinla. That's something that was bottle. You just want to make sure that the bittel continues. Okay, that's the Kivega Svar. It's considered a hemshech of the first bittel.
It's because you keep the same time bittel. One's a bittel, another one's a bittel.
Right. It's all one inyan. It's all one inyan of bittul. It's all in a bittul. But it's not a bittul chachina. But in our case, we had a piece of basa which was not nimlach. It was 3 days, and you cannot be hinton malich anymore. There was no bittul here. You just want to avoid the problem that when the dam comes out, it shouldn't create an issa. So you want to be mevatel now. So when that dam comes out, it shouldn't be an issa. That's bittul chachina. That's the Kirgis Shayla. Maybe there's no issa over there because there's no shemissa yet. The dam never came out. But it's not a raya from this round and raw. So for this, the Kirgis says you have to bring another raya. So he brings another raya from a Befeirish Taz. He found something. The Taz Acher says the Svar Befeirish in Hilchas Pesach. The halacha is, we know that, we spoke about this also a few weeks ago, that Chametz Pesach on Pesach itself is not bottle. Because the Chametz Pesach is Mashu. That on Pesach, chametz is even b'shishim, even b'elef is not batal. It's because the chumra of chametz. But before Pesach, can you be mevatel chametz before Pesach, so it should not be asa on Pesach? That's the machlokes rishonim. We're going to get that soon, but the machab paskin is that it is batal before Pesach. So l'moshul, if erev Pesach, day before Pesach, a woman is cooking a pot for Pesach food, and a little bit of chametz falls in, b'etzem it'll be batal. It should be bought to b'shishim. And let's say you don't have shishim. The Taz says, you can tell her, just eat on some more matzah, some more kosher Pesach food, and make sure you have shishim. You can be bought to the chametz chachila. And the Taz says, mamash disvar. He says, because today, Erev Pesach, there's no issa over here. Chametz, a piece of bread is not asa, a piece of bread is mutter. The piece of it is davar shoheta. If there's no shem issa, there's no issa im mevatel lechatchila. You only want to be mevatel it in order that tomorrow, when it becomes Pesach, you shouldn't have a problem. What?
Where's the
bittle?
On
you,
what?
Is it
head
when it comes to Pesach?
There's no
bittle. You're mevatel the bread. You're mevatel the bread. There's no, you're mevatel like the bread is not here.
So where's the bittle? There's no bittle. That's why you're allowed to do it.
You're getting to the Rav Yosef, which we're going to get to soon. But right now, we're learning that you're being mevatel the chametz. The bread it's not here. It's a little piece of chametz that fell in. It's like it's not here anymore. And only on Pesach there's a chumra. But before Pesach, these are showing them hold that you can't be mevatel it. But the Taz is saying here beferish shachar this word. You can even mevatel in chachila. If a little bit of chametz fell in the pot and the lady has a problem what to do, we just tell her, just eat on some more vegetables, some more food, some more kosher Pesach food, and you can be mevatel chachin. And the Taz says this far, because you're not being mevatel in issa, there's no issa yet. You're only being mevatel that shouldn't become an issa later. And Chazal didn't ask that. There's no din in mevatel chachin on that. Which is the chur mamash agawa shayla. And the Taz, Kiri doesn't mention this, but the Taz is mitzayin to look at what he writes himself in Hilchos Sukkah, where he writes a similar halacha. In Hilchos Sukkah, by Tzchach, right. The halach is, we know that Tzchach has to be Tzus Mu B'Mechamasa. You have to have enough Tzchach that is more shade than sun. Let's say it wasn't enough Tzchach kosher, that it was more sun than shade. But you had a tree on top or a vine on top. And with if you misarif the branches of the tree, there was Tzus Mu B'Mechamasa. That's not good because the branches of the tree is Tzchach Pasel because it's Mechub L'Kaka. Tzchach has to be Tolmosh, cannot be Mechub L'Kaka. So the Mechava Paskins, which is really a Mishnah in Sukkah, the Fidalef, it says what you could do is you could be mashbil, lower the branches of the tree inside the schach, and mix it up with the schach. So the branches of the tree will be bottled inside the schach. You have roiv of your cut bamboo, roiv of your schach kasha, and a meat will be branches, which is mechuba, and it'll be bottled. And then already between this whole mixture of the schach kasha and schach posel, you'll have tzusum mechamasa, and it'll be bottled roiv, and it'll be a kasha sukkah. So affected Taz Kasha, how are you going to do the lachachinga? It says lachachinga, you could pull down the branches and mix it up, or the vine and the geffen, and mix it up inside, yashbul, you can mix it up inside the schach kasha. Why are you allowed to do that? Why isn't aim vatlan lachachinga? So first the Taz says, which I think is really a posh teretz, the Taz says that schach posel is not a dovet shal issa. Schach posel is not a dovet shal issa. The sukkah b'chal, even a schach psum is not a dovet shal issa. The issa is on the gavra. The gavra is not allowed to eat. On sukkah is underneath the schach. A gav is not allowed to live inside a sukkah which is schach posel, but the schach itself is not a davish of issa. That's why it doesn't pass the whole shang of Eim Batlan and Sechach Chinga. But the Taz brings down.
It's not only by time, but it's a din of time.
No, it's not definitely by Tam. Yeah, it's by everything. By everything. You're going to see other cases soon also. But it's not definitely by Echol. But the Taz says, the Rishonim say different Teretz.
And Shishim has
to
do with Tam.
Shishim has to do with Tam. Right. But getting back to this halacha, why you're not being Vatal, the Schach Puzzle and Schach Kosher and Chavchina, the Taz says afterwards, he said, the Rishonim say different. There's a Guda and a Mordechai Oruch that the Bach brings down. It says different Teretz. It says, they say, because Kodim Yantav Einei Issa. So Adai Niskin, that's Loshon Rishonim. So the pshat is that we're talking about mixing up the schach before sukkahs, and before sukkahs even if you consider schach posel to be a chesed yisura eating under it on sukkahs, even if you consider chesed yisura and a wood pasul that ain't vatal neschachina, we're talking about before sukkahs, and before sukkahs there's definitely no issa, there's no shem issa on schach posel, and you're not to be mevatal. Enough really can't be vatal on sukkahs. You can't do this on sukkahs. You have to do this before sukkahs. Zechariah and Echon, yeah, Quintet Teretz. Right. Again, we see this also right from here to the Kvege Shaila. You're not even vatal on chatchin and issa while it's still a hetta to prevent it from becoming an issa. But the Kvege says, no. The Kvege says, my speaking mechalak from these cases also. By these two cases of chametz before Pesach or schach posel, before Sukkot, right now there's no Shem Issa at all. It's not Shaykh in Issa. Before Pesach, there's no Issa Chametz at all. Before Sukkot, there's no Issa of Schach Pasul at all. It's not Shaykh al Issa. Mashayin came by Dam Shalai Pirish, our case, in the Chanami Dam Shalai Pirish is Hetta. But right now it's Shaykh for the Dam to go out. Right now it's Shaykh to have the Issa Dam. So there is a Shtil Shem Issa Dam. I tell you, the Kriyas Lashon is, before it's Parish, there's a Shem Issa Adam la'ochle b'derech Prisha. That's his Lashon. It's found a Shem Issa on the Dam to eat it b'derech Prisha, that if it be Parish now, there'd be an Issa. There's a Mingle right now, even though there's no Issa yet on the Dam didn't come out, but there is a Shem Issa right now to eat it b'derech Prisha, if it will come out. So that's enough to, maybe that's enough to create an Issa of Eim Vatlan Issa Chachachinla. Mashaban Shein came by the Taz's case, Chametz for Pesach, no matter what you do, you can't have an Issa today to eat this Chametz. This Chametz is a Chamusa. Same thing by the Schach Pasul. Maybe that's why there's no Din of Eim Vatlan Issa. Over there you can be Vatlan Chachachinla. But Mashaban came by our case, the Bashalin Nimlach, there is maybe a Shem Issa L'Ochre B'derech Prisha, and that you cannot go and be Vatlan Chachachinla to be able to cook it. With this Svarah, the Bekirege says he has a tzorchi and a kash on a ran and a tshuva, and a tshuva saran. The ran brings down, on this halacha we were talking about before, about being mevatel chametz, this is a little bit what the beginning of Shabbat Nisar, we were talking about being mevatel chametz before Pesach. Is really a mechakesh rishonim. Can you be mevatel chametz before Pesach? Our case, if a lady was cooking and some chametz fell into the pot, even if it fell in by accident, it fell in shishim, is a bottle, we know chametz on Pesach is asas v'mashu. It's not bought at all. What about the chametz was bought before Pesach? Does that help? So really, it's mechayes rishonim. The Ran brings down the Rav Yoh holds the Shitas Rav Yoh, one of the rishonim, that you cannot be mevatel chametz even before Pesach. It cannot be bottle. It'll come Pesach. It'll be chayes v'niyah, and it'll asav mashu. And his svar is he says a whole different svar. He says that it's not shaykh b'chlal the whole inyan of bittel on hetta. So with something that's mutta, you don't have the whole inyan of bittel. Right, and his svar is that bittul, the whole din of bittul is on dinim. The whole din of bittul is issa behetta. If you have issa that falls into hetta, the hetta is mavato the din issa. It's not mavato the metzias. The piece of bread remains a piece of bread. We're not changing that. The whole din of issa behetta, the whole din of bittul is it's mavato the issa mavato the hetta. I mean, the hetta is mavato the issa. Hetta is mavato the issa. So if you have issa, then you could have bittul. But before the issa is ever chal, b'chal the whole din bittul is not shaykh. Hold the bittul won't work.
Now there's 60 against.
So he's saying the bittul doesn't work on metzias. Bittul works on dinim. This is really. If you remember a few weeks ago we went through the Ran and famous Ran in the Dharm, the Afton Vav, this whole Pshat and Mamina works with it's very similar svar. It's very similar svar. That's right. But here the Rav Yosef says it also that b'chal on chametz before Pesach will not work. And the Ran is chaylik. The Ran says no. He says. The bittul works on the metzias. Bittul can't be mevatel, even though it's still hetta. The rest of the kosher Pesach food can't be mevatel the chametz before Pesach, even though it's still hetta, because bittul works on the metzias. That would be called, I guess according to the Rav Yoh, that would be called Issa Behetta, because it's Chach Pasul.
But now it's not Pasul, it's Suis.
I mean, Eris. What's
the chance? Eris, I think. Maybe, Rav Yoh, when that Mishnah is talking about on Sukkos. I don't know if I care, that Mishnah is talking Dafka on Sukkos, maybe I don't know. But the Ram brings a Raya to Hishita, a Kasha and Rav Yoh, from a Mishnah and Klayim. Mishnah and Klayim says that...
When are you going to make your Sukkos?
That's what I'm saying, it's going to come in Sukkos, it's going to
make it.
That's
right. Yishalmi says you make a bracha on that
Oh yeah, he said yeah, amazing, very good. On even if the bittul, according to Rav Yoh, even if the bittul did not work on the schach puzzle before Sukkos, but it'll work now. The bittul work now in Sukkos. There's no din. Right, chametz mashu is only a din by chametz. But the Ram was to bring a raya from Mishnah and Klayim. The Mishnah and Masech the Klayim Perek Tes says that you can mevatel tzemer recholim and tzemer gemolim. The din is, we know the Issa of Shatnas is tzemer pishtin, wool and linen, to mix wool and linen. But the Issa of wool is dafka tzemer recholim, wool from a sheep. Wool from a camel, the such thing is called camel here, that's not also. Camel wool is mutta with linen, with pishtin, that's not called tzemer. So the Mishnah says you could take tzemer recholim, sheep wool, and camel wool, and be mevatel it in tzemer gemolim first, and then you could take this mixture and this mixture of camel wool and sheep wool, and then you could mechab it with pishtin, with linen, because the tzemer recholim was already bottled. That doesn't talk about. The Mishnah just says that in case tzemer recholim was bottled, maybe it was by itself.
What do you mean?
Maybe it happened.
No problem.
And now you're putting it in together, right?
That's matter.
Yeah, but it's good.
Right. Then now you bring it. What's the again? What's the again?
The Mishnah is not clear if it was a chachin or not. That's not, you have the Mishnah of a right. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about it just happened. But Gemais, if you had a mixture of you had semer rechom that was bottle and semer gemom, now you can be mechaber pishtin. So affect the Ran on the Rav Yoh. According to Rav Yoh, how was the semer recholim ever bottled to begin with in the semer gemalim? There's no, that was hetta behetta. According to Rav Yoh, bittul only doesn't work on metzias; it only works on issa and hetta. Hetta is mevatel issa, but it's not mevatel metzias. So metzias is semer recholim, we mean semer recholim. So how did that bittul work?
But what's what I'm saying? But now you're putting it together with making come. But now it's working. So
according to Rav Yoh, you're not able to mevatel a hetta. The semer recholim was hetta. How were you mevatel that in semer gemalim? Why was that a shem bittul? How did that bittul work?
What's the negate of bittul?
Now to go be mechaber with pishtin.
So now you mechaber this with pishtin. So what's the problem?
Why was the semer recholim bittul?
No wool there. No issa wool there anymore.
Why was the semer recholim bittul? According to Rav Yoh, hefta is never bittul.
That's better.
It's more bittul than before.
Yeah. No, but he's asking on the Rav Yoh. I'm asking why is it a kasha on the Rav Yoh? The Rav Yoh is now
high. You see, he can bittul wool and wool. So you see, there's a bittul and hefta.
Why is Rav Yoh hold that chametz is not bottle for Pesach?
It's
the same thing over here. Well, how's semer recholim bottle on its own? How's semer recholim bottle on its own? Zoi frek the Ran and Rav Yoh. So to Kivega, with his svar, we can fend for the Rav Yoh very good. Over there, by tzemer recholim, enech nami was hetta. But there was a shem issa to be mechabit with pishtin. Right then, that moment, that semer recholim was also be pishtin. So right then, that Semachom does have a Shem Issa. Maybe it's not a Chafsad Yisur, but it has a Shem Issa to be Mechabu with Pishtin. That's called Rav Yoh's Moida. That has a Shem Issa for Benegei Bittul. That Bittul will work on it. When does Rav Yoh say that Bittul won't work? That's on Chametz for Pesach. Chametz for Pesach is not Shaykh to become Asa. Something that's not Shaykh to become Asa, that's where there's no Bittul on. And the Kivik Abayt Tzorchin on the Rand, what the Rand's Kasha on the Rav Yoh's. So nice, getting back to our case with the Shuman Shemay Nimlach, what was the Eitzah? Right.
It should be also, or
at least we won't push it that was Shaila. If you're not, if there's a din name on something which is not Ossi yet, and it's only to prevent it from becoming Ossi, we have no right to have a Shaila. So the Kivega says, Bemis has a divin hetta. His whole divin hetta. There's a Rashba Shita we learned this also a few weeks ago. The Rashba says that the whole din of Im Vachin Nisa Chachinla is avada by Nisa Deraisa or Nisa Derabanan. But by Nisa Derabanan, Chazav Umo Mekel, if it started with Harubis. That's not going to be. If in case a little bit, by Nisa Derabanan, if some of the Issa fell into Heta and you don't have enough, then already you can't be Vachin Chachinla, the Rashba says. The Rashba says by Nisa Derabanan, it's only if it's Be'en. This Rabbanan is by itself, that you cannot be Mabatl Chachinah. But if it fell in by accident, to it just wasn't enough to Mabatl, then you could be Mabal Nav, you could add to it to Mabatl Chachinah. So Melu Kivega says, over here, really, we're dealing with this Rabbanan by Dam. Why? Because we're talking about cooking the Basa. We want to cook the Shemin. The Halacha is, and once this increases, Dam Shebishlo is Rabbanan. Midaraisa, the whole Sadam is only if you didn't cook it. But once it has to be, as every Dam that went on the Mizbech, but once Dam was Mavushal, Dam Shabishla is only Durabonan. So Zobit says only Nis Durabonan. So to Kivega, here also it started the Taruvis. Why? Because the Dam is inside the Shuman. And even though it was created that way, but like Kivega says, look at it this way. If the Dam would have came out and then went back into the Shuman, then you would say it started in the Taruvis. It started in the Taruvis. So this is no worse. The fact that it started in the Shuman to begin with is also considered in the Teruvis. So it's already in the Teruvis, and it's only negated the Rabbanon because you want to cook it. But Meinla, the Meinla smut according to the Rashi, there's no wisdom about the that's his hatter. My father is the Kasha and this Kivega from a Modcha. There's a famous Modcha, it's brought down in the Mishnah and other places. The Modcha in the end of Masechta Chulin, he brings down, the Gemara says in Yevamos, in Peg Mitzvah Chalitza, the Gemara says, Yevamos Shraka Kodam, Niftura B'Chalitza Zu. A Yevama that spits blood helps for Chalitza. Chalitza, we know, is for man is Niftur without children, his wife falls to Yevam, or Chalitza, to the man's brother. And she's asked to get married till she has Yevam or Chalitza. Chalitza is, there's three parts to Chalitza. She removes his shoe, she moves the shoe, she has to be roikik, she has to expectorate, spit in front of him, and she has to do kriya. She says the pasha of moin yivmi, he doesn't want to be miyavmi, he says the whole pasha. So the halacha of the rikika has to be with saliva. It has to be saliva. But the braisa says, what if she spits and no saliva comes out, no spit comes out? Comes out dam. So the Gemara, it's good. Why? It's not shech, a person should spit out blood, there shouldn't be some saliva in it, some roik in it. So in Mengel, we say that there was Reikin and that was good. The Yates of the Pasha and the Taya. In fact, the Madcha Kasha, even if there is Reik inside the Dam, why isn't the Reik bottle Bereiv? It's only a drop Reik and it's mostly Dam. Why isn't the Reik bottle Bereiv and it should not be considered Reik? It should be considered all Dam. As if the Madcha Kasha. So the Madcha wants to say a Chiddush that any, a big Chiddush, he wants to say from this Gemara, from this Kasha, anything that Metchilas Yitzirah Sibayim, anything that from the beginning of its creation came b'taruvus, the Eibush B'Shafin in a taruvus, is not called Bittel. There's no Bittel on something which is Metchilas Yitzirah Sibayim, B'yas and Gainim. And this Dam, when it, what? Well, this is called... Okay, so the Mordechai calls this a... Well, you know, the body's always producing, I think, with saliva, producing new dam, and it's considered from the beginning. But that's what the Mordechai says, the series, so something from Betchilas Yetzirah is not called Bittel. Anyway, my father said, Kasha, what's the Kivega saying that this dam in the Shuman already started the Bittel? He said, the Kivega gave a mashal, said, if the dam would have came out and went back in, that would be Bittel, so it's no worse that it started off. It's already starting Bittel. The father said, no, there is a chilek. Over here, it was Betchilas Yetzirah, according to Mordechai, it's not Bittel at all. So, and the Mengel shouldn't help for the Rajma's next halacha that you should be able to be marble of. But I was thinking, coming from the end of Kivega, the Mordechai Svara, that something Betchilas Yetzirah has no dim Bittel, that means has no dim Bittel. But Hischel Betaruvis is dosya. Maybe it's not in Bittel, but Negev, this Rajma's halacha, maybe he doesn't, he's not saying he had to start the Bittel, then you could continue the Bittel. It started in the Teruvis. That's all the Rajma's thing you need. It started in the Teruvis. And I think the story is, because if you think about I think the Rajma's story is, the Chazal were being make on the Hefsid. There was a little bit Heta here, and some Issa, and we want to be a little bit make when it's this Durabonim, that you can be marble level of outlay. So not the Siskot Teruvis, that's what Kivega Svara. That this Dam in the Shuman is called Hisrub, it may not be Bittel, When the Gehichas Bittel comes to the Marchai, but Hischa B'Teruv, as it is, and Meng, as it's Rabbanon, you could, but in the Gehichas Bishlai, that's the Kriyas Vat, you could be marble of a valley.